start your day, the 208, I made David Eisenberg.
Ready to go?
Ready to go, excellent. Okay, good morning. Every time I come, there's another device. I mean, it's starting to become like, you know, soon it's going to be only devices and not even going to be people coming here and seeing this thing. How many cameras do you have to take care of, Simcha, over here? You got this, you got this, you got this, you got this. There's five devices over here and the microphone. So, Baruch Hashem.
A lot of people want to hear you.
Hopefully. Right? I can only hope that it's not going on the internet and nobody watches it, but let's see. Right, okay. Zok the Gemara. I want to talk today about a sugya that I was learning with a chavrus of mine. The sugya, which is known as Katan Oichel Nevelis, or the questions as follows. Many times it happens that people want to know, the light's on in our bedroom. I can't sleep. Can I ask my 3-year-old or my 2-year-old to turn off the light? And even if I don't ask him to turn off the light, can I pick up the child and put him near the light switch? And the kid does that anyway. They automatically start tapping around and they think it's such fun, and when the light is off, they turn it off. And they just put him back down and kind of, hey, I want to reach the light switch. Oh, it's off now. Now we don't want it back on again. So maybe you can do that. Can you allow your kids to have tray for food? If your kids are having tray for food, do you have to jump them and make a big fuss about it? Do you have to stop them? Or let's say you're walking down the street and you see somebody else's child and they're engaging in something that's awesome. They're eating tray for food. You're walking down the street and you see somebody else's child and they're having tray for Haribos. I know there's kosher Haribos. When I was a child, Haribos, where I grew up in Vienna, Haribos was a big thing. And if you wanted to say something like for kids was tray, you'd use Haribo as the example. Today already, Dan Rustam, that's how you gave a Hechsher, and then others gave Hechsher on it also. So today you already have the Haribos and the kosher format as well. But let's say you're walking past and you see me eating something trafe. Do you have to say something? Do you say, it's not my business, not my child, you know? I got enough problems with chinuch my own children. I don't have to worry about somebody else's children. Okay, we'll have to see. Kol Yisrael Arevim Zelazeh, on the one hand. On the other hand, you know, is there a chiyuv? Maybe it's just a nice thing. You know, does Bezen have a chiyuv? Bezen walking down, you have a Rav in Shtot who's walking down the street. Is there a difference between a Rav and a regular person? Maybe the Rav's walking down the street, maybe he does have a chiyuv, everybody else doesn't. So let's go through. I'd like to mention a few nekudas from the Gemara, and then we're going to make our way through to the Shulchan Aruch. So there's a Gemara in Yevamos on the Kuf Yud Dalet Omad Aleph, towards the bottom. And the Gemara over there says that Avashol mentions the Narhagin Ayinu Shiyoinkim Behema Torah B'Yomtov. The minig was that we used to be Yoinik from a Behema Torah and Yomtov. We used to drink directly out of Behema Torah. Now you know that milking is also on Shabbos and on Yomtov because it's considered Dosh or Mefarik. And therefore, it is not something you're allowed to do. But if you are Yoinik directly from the animal, if you take the milk directly from the animal, that's considered doing something kila achayad, and that will be mutter. So Avashol says, we had the minik to do this on Shabbos. So the Gemara says, what's the case? If it's akona, even on Shabbos will be allowed. And if it's not akona, even on Yom will be also. So the Gemara says, there was tzar in the farak achayad. Then he says, Toshima, loy soichlum. There are three psukim we're going to mention now that bring out the same point. The Gemara actually makes a tzricha, so we'll see if we go through the tzricha of the Gemara as well, because there's a lot to see. But the Gemara says, first of all, that pasuk says by shrotzim as follows: kol hoylech al gochim, anything that goes on its stomach. Going on four, as many feet as there could be. You know, sometimes you have the centipede or something like that. For all shorts and ashrats, you shouldn't eat them because they are disgusting. Zok the Gemara, when it says loy soichlum kishaketzim, loy sachilum, you should not feed them to other people. Lehazik doylem aktanu. That's Hazik Ram Akhtan. So the Gemara says over there, coming back on the Gemara that we said they were allowed to allow somebody to be yearning from a Hema, my love, Domaluhu, right, Loi Soichlu, my love, even that you're not allowed to do it. So Gemara says, no, not to say to somebody to do it. So Gemara says, it's not if you tell someone to do it, that's, you know, if you just allow them to do it, that's fine. But giving them biyadayim, the pasuk loisachim teaches you, loisachilim, I'm not allowed to take isur biyadayim, something that's forbidden, and give it to a child or to someone else to eat, there's an isur loisachilim. Toshma, another pasuk called Nefesh Bekem Nasech Adam, all nefashos should not eat dam. Lehazik Gdoilim Alek Tanim, to tell Gdoilim cannot give to Ketanim. And the Gemara there says, again, the Lord Yisrael Yadayim. The Gemara there says also, that Isra is that you're not allowed to give to a child, be your daim, anything that's also. Lastly, it says, Emma Vamata, we know this psukim from Pashas Emma, Lehazik Gdoilim Alek Tanim, the Gdoilim have to ensure that the Ketanim do not become Tomei. So there again, Lahazik Dalam Akhtanim, what's the halacha over there? So Gemara says, no, delay the time of your dime. The Gemara says that the reason we have that policy is because it teaches you, you're not allowed to be metame, a child be a dime. So you have three psukim. Like Soichlum, by Shkotzim and Ramosim, by Shrotzim, and you cannot feed them. You're not allowed to give dam again. You're not allowed to give to somebody else dam. And lastly, Emma v'amat la'azik dam aktanim, you cannot be metama somebody else. So Gemara goes through over here. We need the tzicha. We need all three of them, because if you say shkotzim, then it's because the issa's been mashu dam. You need a revius, and if you say dam, it's because it's koyes, but shkotzim not. And if you say those two, they have the same. The isurim are always applying, whereas by tumah the issa doesn't apply, and by tumah could be maybe the kehanim have extra isurim. Okay, that's the. That's the tzrichas. I don't really want to go into the tzrichas now. Not really so important, but the bottom line is that there are three psukim. The Gemara explains why we need all three psukim. But three psukim that teach me, a person is not allowed to give, a gadol is not allowed to give a cotton and isser. That means even though the cotton has no dinim of mitzvahs, it's only chinuch, there's no dinim of mitzvahs, no dinim of averus, so you'd say, maybe I'm allowed to give him. What difference does it make? So what? So I give him something treif. Big deal. The Gemara says, no, not allowed to. The Hazik Dainam Akhtanim, a Godol is not allowed to cause a cotton to do an Avera. That is the first Gemara.
Sorry, there's something specific. Shakats, something specific.
Yes.
Something specific. It doesn't cover trifles.
No, it means it means from their teachers, the Hazik Dainam Akhtanim, that you cannot give, you're not allowed to give your dime anything. It teaches you that you're not allowed. From there we learn across the board, all across the Torah, that you're not allowed to give a child. This is going to be across the board. Shabbos, it's going to be Yom Tov, it's going to be Treifus, it's going to be whatever it is. You're not allowed to cause a child to do an Avera. Lo Yisachinum. You might think that there's only an issa called Lifnei Iver, Misayah, that I cannot place a stumbling block before someone else. Fine. So I have somebody who I know is going to eat treif, an adult. I'm not allowed to give them treif for food because they're going to then eat it. That might be a question of Lifnei Iver or Misayah Bidea or Ibda Avera. But here you have a child, you're not making them do any Averas because there's no Avera for a child. He's not mechuyev in chinuch and anything. Or we'll see about the chiyev chinuch soon. But he's not mechuyev in mitzvah, so maybe I'll be allowed to give it to him. Zog the Gemara, no. You cannot give a child anything that will cause them to do an issa. That's the first Gemara. Now, there's another Gemara on Kuf Yud Gimel on the base that moves into Kuf Yud Dalet. And the Gemara tells you a following story. Rabbi Yitzchak Babisna Irchaselim Naftacha Debei Midrash Shavushos Arabim. Some take out the Shusar Abim or the Shapsa. No, I don't think the Shusar Abim, some take it, he lost it. Rabbi Yitzchak Bar Bisna lost the keys of the Beis HaMedrash. It's very embarrassing. Imagine if you're the Rav, and everybody needs to go to shul and say, all right, Rav, can you open up the shul? Like recently we've had this in our shul that it's been locked all around with alarms and everything. Only a few people have the keys, so one of them is me. You know, let's say you lost the key. You show up to shul in the morning and say, no, unlock the door. Oh, I'm wearing my other suit today. I don't have my keys on me. It's embarrassing. Everyone's like, well, we need to get inside. So the Rav lost the keys. Not an ideal situation. He lost them. Oscar made Rapidos. He came to Rapidos. He says, what am I going to do? What am I supposed to do? I've lost the keys and we need to find them. Amalei. Huh? Amalei, so he said to him, Zil, go, devar tali vitalia, vilitaila hosam, take young boys and young girls, let them play around over there in that area. So bring out, if you know, sometimes you know I've lost it in this vicinity, right? So you bring people, you bring little kids, and let them play around in that vicinity. De'i mashkechilahu, if they find it, maisilu. So if they find it, they'll give it to you. So that's what he's doing. Says Gemara Alma, from there we see Kusava Kot Noach Nevela is Emez Mesum Nafrishoi. So we see from over here that the halacha is that the cotton who eats Nevelas, Bezin don't have to stomp him. That means I can take kids over there and I can just let them roam around, and I'm not worried about the fact that they're roaming around and that they might, look, what's going to happen is they're going to be walking and go, oh, keys to the base medrash, you're going to pick it up, they're going to come running, bring it to this, Rabbi Yitzchak Wabisin, and go, look, I found your keys. I didn't ask him to pick up the keys. I didn't even ask him to look for them. I just brought them there to play around, play catch, play tag. He calls that. So he says, that's okay. So the Gemara says, would seem from here that Rabbi Yitzchak Wabisin must hold, and together with Rabbi Pedos, they must hold, that a cotton oichen neveles, a child who's eating a neveles, so he's doing something that's osur, ein mez mitzvum lafrishe. There's no halacha that Bezdin has to ensure that these people don't do averes. We can allow kids to do averes, it's not a problem. Let me say, maybe I'll bring you a raya. The Gemara brings a raya. Lo yoma adam letina kaveli maftech. You cannot say to a child, bring me a key, kaveli chois, or bring me my signet. El manichoy toilesh manichoy zark. You let him do it, and then you know if you get any benefit out of it, you're allowed to. But it's not a. But you know you cannot ask him to do it. So we see over here again that you can't ask him to do it, but if he does it on his own, ein bezem son afrishay. Abaye says the Gemara, no, toilesh v'atzis nakuf. If he wants to pull something out, we're talking about atzis she'ena nakuf, sorry. And therefore it's an issur rabbanon. Zorek, he's throwing something as bekamos, which is only rabbanon. Again, over here we see that Abaye says, no, we're not dealing with isurim de'araisa. We're only dealing with isurim rabbanon. You cannot bring a raya from that braisa to what Rabbi Pedos and Rabbi Yitzchak Wabisna wanted to do, because that braisa is dealing specifically with isurim de'rabbanon, and isurim de'rabbanon, then Bezin don't have a chiyuv to be mafresh somebody. Where there's a rabbanon, Bezin don't have to stop somebody doing this isur. But by an isur de'araisa, who says? Okay? That is the Gemara's terts. Now the Rambam says, it's quoted in the Torah, this is a Simon Shin Mem Gimel, one of the last Simonim in Chelek Gimel. So the Rambam says as follows, the Rambam is in Perek Chav Dalet, Halacha Yud Aleph. Cotton, a child, Ho'oiver al Shvus, who does an Issa Derabonon, Kigoin, for example, and he's going to quote now these two cases of the Gemara. Number one, Shetoyah Shmatzah Shena Nokuv. He pulls out a plant from a pot that doesn't have any holes in it. So we say a pot that doesn't have any holes in it is considered disconnected from the ground. Therefore, it's not growing directly from the ground. They're pulling something out from there. It's only an Issur Derabbanan. So either he does that, or Metaltel Bekarmelis. Or he is carrying in a Karmelis, which again, which is what brought in the Gemara over there on Kuf Yudalit, he's carrying an Akamis, Ein Bezim Etzum Lafrishoy, Bezim are not Mechuyev to be Mafrishoy from that, which is Mashma from there, that only by an Issur Derabbanon do you not have to be Mafrish somebody from doing the Issur. By an Issur Deraisa, Bezim would have a Chiyuv. So which would mean, for example, if you're walking down the street and you saw a child eating treif for food, not only treif Derabbanon, let's say, chicken with milk. That's treif Derabbanon. So if you see a child eating chicken with milk sandwich, you say, that's an Issur Derabbanon, I can leave the child. But if you're walking down the street and you see a child eating Haribos, which could very well be an Issur Deraisa, okay, depending on the child, but let's call it an Issur Deraisa for now, you'd have to be mafreshim. That's what seems from the Rambam. Because Rambam says only Issur Rabbanon. Says the Torah, ask a kash over here on the Rambam, then you know why he writes, Oymal Shus Rabbanon. We have another story. We have a story where even my Issur Deraisa, we didn't have to stop him. Because if you remember, we read the story over here about Rav Yitzchak Wabisna, who lost his keys in the Rishus HaRavim, and he brought the children there to play, hoping that the children would find the keys, pick them up, and bring the keys back to him, where they would be doing an Issur Deraisa, because carrying in Rishus HaRavim is not an Issur Rabbanon, it's an Issur Deraisa, and yet he was allowed to do that. Rabbi Yochanan says, let's take these children and tell them to do that. And therefore he says, Elamai, says the Torah, I disagree with the Rambam. And even in a case of an Issur De'oraisa, we're allowed to let this child do the Issur. We don't have to stop the child from doing the Isser. So seemingly there's machlekes between the Torah and between the Rambam. However, the Beis Yosef and others explain that the Rambam is only saying Derabonon because he wants to make a chiluk between the father, who he's coming on after that, speaking about the father as well, because there'll be a difference by the father, which we'll see in a minute. However, when it comes to an Isser De'oraisa, even a child, even what's called, doesn't even allow to allow a child to do an Isser De'oraisa. So I'm sorry, I'm just going to quickly get myself a Mishabura here. Have
it. 9 months or they won't have it.
And the other side. Right. Thank you. Sorry. That's next door. Thank you very much. Okay, so that's the question now over here. The Rambam seems to say that only by Nisad Rabbanon, others say even by Nisad Raisa Yashikoyach. Thank you so much. But the Shulchan Aruch passes. I'm sorry, say again. Yeah, the Rishon can have an offer, but again, what's called, because the Isra of having an no is only when you have an offer from somebody that does an Isra, but the child's not doing an Isra. Right? So I can, with the idea, the halach of Maisa Shabbos that you're bringing up, Reuben, is that somebody who does an Isra on Shabbos, you cannot benefit from the Isra that they're doing on Shabbos. But what if somebody is not doing an Isra on Shabbos? Can you get an offer from it? So there the halacha seems to be that you could get an offer from it. Yeah, because there's an Isra to ask a guy to do it for you. Even if he does it himself, he's doing it for the... You could have an offer from it if he's doing it for himself and you happen to have an offer from it. If he's doing it for you, that's when it's also. So halacha the guy is specifically where he's doing it for you. Right? Let's say the guy walks into a room, turns on the light, and you come 10 minutes later and the light's on in the room. You don't have to walk out of the room because the light's on. Ah, the guy turned on the light. Doesn't matter. He turned on the light for himself. If he turns the light, if he knows that you're going in the room and he turns the light for you, then you have an issue to have an off from the light. Because there already we say, you're getting an off from a meisa that a guy did for you. But if he did it for himself, it's okay. With a child, interestingly enough, there doesn't seem to be that issue. But the Shulchan Aruch paskens. This is in Shin Men Gimel Sif Aleph. Cotton oichel nevelus ein bez metzum lafrishoi. A cotton who eats nevelus bezna not metzum lafrisha, which is mashma nevelus ar deraisa, right? A child who does an iser deraisa, there's no din that bezdin has to stop him from doing that. Bezdin doesn't have to stop him from doing it, which would mean you're walking past a child. This is Shulchan Aruch's opinion. We'll see that Ramah has another opinion, and we'll see how we pass in the Maisa later. But this is Shulchan Aruch's opinion. You're walking past a child on Shabbos. And he's doing an Isser D'oraisa. He's carrying. Let's say, forget about the Eruv. Let's say he's outside the Eruv, right? So it's not a question of you keep the Eruv, you don't keep the Eruv. It's somewhere where there's definitely no Eruv and something that looks like a Rishus Harabim and he's carrying over there. Do you have to say anything? So Shulchan Aruch, you don't have to say anything. Aye, this child's doing an Isser D'oraisa. It's not you, it's not your din. It's not my halach of chinuch. I have to be mechanach my children. I don't need to mechanach the world. Okay? So you see a child doing something, you don't have to say anything. You see a child eating something that's osur, eating something that's osur. You can go and you can tell the father, and then the father will go. But according to Shulchan Aruch, you see the child sitting there, he can be eating pork, he can be eating haribos, he can be eating treif 100%, you know, 100 times over. No issues, you can just leave him alone. You don't have a din where you have to mitzvah. You want to do it, that's be your own chumras. But mitzad halacha, the halacha, according to Shulchan Aruch, does not mandate you to fix that. Aval, however, of a mitzvah ligo by lafrishoy, his father is mitzvah, his father does have a mitzvah to do this, and to get him away from, the Ramah adds now, from Isra Deraisa, which is very interesting. Why would the Ramah say that a father has an obligation to get his child away from an Isra Deraisa? What about an Isra Rabbonim? And what about the halachas of chinuch? But the father doesn't have an inin of chinuch. So if you see a child and he's eating, imagine if you had a parent that was, imagine the situation. You're walking past a good friend's house and you see his child sitting there and he's eating a chicken and cheese sandwich. You say to him, hey, what are you doing? What are you doing with your kid? He's eating chicken and cheese together. You say, it's a drabon, and it's a without free shake. Come on, you can eat it. Enjoy it. I'll buy you another one if you want. Mechitesa. Yeah, it sounds crazy. Now, according to the Rambam over here, when he says Me'isa Deraisa, it's mashma, that only in Isa Deraisa the father has a chiyuv to take his child away from. Maybe an Isa Rabbanan, the father has no chiyuv to take his child away from Isa Rabbanan. Says the Mishnah Berurah, Be'emes afilu Me'isa Rabbanan chayav hafish. It's not correct the way the Shulchan Aruch is saying it. Of course, even by Isa Rabbanan, a father has a mitzvah to be mafish his child. A father who sees a child being over in Isa Rabbanan has to say something as well. You have to say, you can't eat that chicken and cheese sandwich. He goes, Daddy, it's tasty. It doesn't make a difference. We keep kosher, chuck it out. Make sure you get the child to throw it out. Obviously, by the way, in the case before, you can't give him the money to buy it. Because that might even be lo sachilum. That goes back to being macha v'yadayim, which we're going to speak about soon. That for sure would be osur. Right? To give him that sandwich, everybody agrees it's osur. The question is, if he bought that sandwich with his own money, are you mitzvah to tell him you're not allowed to eat it, or can you leave him alone? So it would be mashma from the Shulchan Aruch and Rambam that you can leave him alone. But says Mishnah Berurah b'shem the Taz and the Magen Avraham and Sha'achrein, that's not true. Even by Nisr D'Rabbanan, a father has an obligation to tell his child, listen, you have to stop. Take it away. Do whatever you can to mafish him. Why? Like there's a din to be mechanech and mitzvah rabbanon. In the same way, there's a din of chinuch and mitzvah rabbanon. A lot of the mitzvahs that a child is going to do are going to only be the rabbanon. You make a child daven. Make a child make brachas. Right? Every child that grows up, as soon as they stop and they're like, bracha, bracha, what bracha? Shackle. Baruch. Are you making a bracha with him? What are you making a bracha with him for? Like, is it mitzvah chinuch? Yes, it's rabbonim. Let's say that. Rabbonim yechayv and chinuch. The same way the deraisa. You need to be mechanech your child not only to do mitzvah deraisa, you need to be mechanech a child to do mitzvah rabbonim. So if I have a din of chinuch rabbonim, I'm telling him not to touch mukza, and I'm telling him to make brachas, all these things which are rabbonim. The same will be true if I see my child eating something which is also, even if it's only also rabbonim, there's a din of chinuch. I need to tell him, stop. Don't do that. Navos. It's nafkamina between, he says, two nafkaminas, Mishnah Berurah. Either nafkamina that, if, what if a father is not doing his job? The father's job is to mechanech his child. The father says, can't be bothered. Difficult kid, I can't be bothered. I got 10 kids, 9 of them behave properly, 1 of them doesn't know how to behave. That kid, I give up on. So Bezdin has to come and has to say to him, Rabid, your child's doing averis. Bezdin has to tell this person, you're not doing what you're supposed to do. You need to pick up your socks and the chinuch of your child. So if it's an Isa Deraisa, Bezdin mitzuvah to go to the father and to say to the father, your child is seen walking through the streets doing Isurim Deraisa, you need to rein him in. If it's an Isa Rabbanon, Bezdin don't need to tell him that he needs to be better with his chinuch. But mitzad the chiyuvim of the father, says the Mishnah Berurah, of course the father's mechuyev to stop his child, even from doing an Isa Rabbanon. Alternatively, Mishnah Berurah says there'll be sometimes where the child needs a Isa Rabbanon and we're allowed to go ahead. So for example, Sicha and Rechitza on Yom Kippur. Sometimes you're allowed to let the child be washed or be anointed with certain things on Yom Kippur, and that'll be okay because that's an Isa Rabbanon and you know the child needs it, so we allow for it. Nowadays we don't allow for it anymore. The dish rings on the side over here, but Lamaisa in those days allowed for it. But he says, Be'etzem mitzada halacha, coming back to it, according to Shulchan Aruch as of now, Bezdin has no chiyuv to tell a child not to do any isurim. No regular person walking down the street is obligated to be mechanech somebody else's child and to stop them from doing certain isurim. You just leave the child and the child does whatever they do. The father has a chiyuv chinuch for this child, regardless of whether the child is doing an isur d'oraisa or if he's doing an isur d'rabbanon. There's a din chinuch for this child. Okay? Now, we move on to the next thing. The din chinuch for this child that the father has, in derabbanan and deraisas, what's it for? Is it for mitzvahs asay, or is it for prohibitions? What's the halacha going to be for? So there, the Mishnah Berurah, the long Mishnah Berurah, Sif Katan Gimel, has a lot of very, very good information in it. He says that the din of chinuch, the mitzvahs asay, is for each child, lefi harifusoy. You have to look at a child. So let's say you want a child to wear tzitzis. Does he know what tzitzis are? Does he understand tzitzis? You know, little kids, oftentimes they go to the toilet, the tzitzis get sullied, they get dirty from all the, you know, they don't have to take care of their own tzitzis. So that's such a zechus for the tzitzis. So maybe it's not such a great, but when the child knows what tzitzis are all about, and the child knows how to keep the tzitzis clean, etc., etc., there's a din chinuch. As soon as the child understands what tzitzis are, you buy a child tzitzis. Because that's the mitzvah of chinuch, is in an iser d'oraisa, that you need, when your child starts to understand, you get him to do this. As your child starts to understand different mitzvahs asay, your chiyuv is to take him and to give him those mitzvahs and to let him do those mitzvahs. But that's what talking about mitzvahs asay. Positives. When do I need to buy my child a lulav and esrog? When do I need to buy my child tzitzis? When do I need to buy my child tefillin? So in the olden days, if you look in the Gemara in Sukkah, the end of the third parak, says, as a child is older, if you know how to watch yourself, so then halacha is you buy tefillin for the child. We're knowing nowadays only for bar mitzvah, fine, but there is that, there is even that. But that's all as far as the chinuch of mitzvahs asay is concerned. What about the chinuch of mitzvahs lois asay? So there, the Mishnah says, it's different. For lois asay, then we say, as soon as the child, if you say stop, and he'll stop, and he understands that you don't want him to do something, then you have to do that. Okay? So at Shabbos, kid doesn't know the difference of Shabbos, seeing Shabbos ahead, you're going to try to teach a three-year-old what Shabbos is, he's not really going to understand Shabbos. But he knows we don't turn on lights on Shabbos. Fine. So you don't turn on lights on Shabbos. A two-year-old, the more you say no, the more he does it. No. And they go running up to the switch. As soon as you say, every time you say no, that's all they do. They think it's funny. They think this whole no game is a game, right? A three-year-old is already a lot more developed, even though, again, there's the long way to go in this development. But a three-year-old is more developed than when you say no, he'll listen. So what's the halacha by surim, which, by prohibition, which are lav, what do you do? So then the Mishnah says, Chinuch b'lois asei, bein shol Torah, bein shol divreim, b'chol tinuk shuba havono, shemeivin k'shoyim lo shezeh osa lasus elechek. A child that understands, you don't touch this, and he doesn't touch, great. That child already needs to, you don't turn on the light. He understands Shabbos, he doesn't understand Shabbos, irrelevant. You tell him, we don't eat chazer. And he knows, you don't touch chazer. Why, what, when, how? Doesn't make a difference. As soon as he understands, you don't touch, you don't touch, you teach your child. So loisaseis will be, the din of loisaseis will apply much, much earlier. He brings on the side of it in the dishu, 2-3 years old, by the time they, you know, by the time they reach that. Where the din of chinuch oftentimes only start applying 5-6. You want to teach your child about brachas. What does he know about brachas as a 3-year-old? He knows how to mouth the words. Usually they say the words wrong also. So Shaila can answer amen on the brachas, because they don't really say the brachas. I think what's good, I have kids in my shul and other kids, like you make them make shahakol, most of them say shahakol miya bidvaroi. You know, they don't say shahakol miya bidvaroi, niya bidvaroi. They don't even know how to pronounce the bracha properly. So you teach them, fine, that's the chinuch that you teach them. The chiyuv chinuch really is when they start to have the havon and understand a bracha, you make a bracha, the Kodesh Baruch Hu, he gave us food, you say thank you to Hashem, oh, mitzvah chinuch. There's a din to turn off lights on Shabbos. As soon as your child knows, don't turn off lights on Shabbos, you tell them, don't turn off lights on Shabbos. Understand, doesn't understand, irrelevant. On Shabbos, we don't turn off lights. And the child of 3-year-old knows, I don't touch a light switch on Shabbos. Why, what, when, how? Irrelevant. I don't touch. So that's the halacha as far as that's concerned. But tinuk she'ena b'havona klal, says the what's called, what about a tinoik? And this we're going to have to come back to, this we're starting to run out of time. So the Lashon Mishabura here is tinoik who doesn't understand at all. That's a 2-year-old. Ein oviv mitzuva lemonoi balkorcha milecha macholas asuris umilechal shabbos afilu b'ishah shatayra kiven she'enoi meivin knal or inim ashamayin mafrishoi. When you have a child that picks up a tray for sweet and is about to put it in his mouth and you say no and you start pulling at it, the kid's like, what kind of rush is this father? You understand that what you're trying to do is try and say, no, I'll give you a different sweet. This one's straight. I'll give you a kosher one. Yeah? Doesn't get it. And they start screaming. He says, for such a child, there's no chiyuv for a father to stop the child from doing yisurim, because the child doesn't get what you're doing anyway. What kind of chinuch is there within that? The halacha is, I have to be mechanech my child. Great. Where it makes sense, I'm being mechanech my child, and he understands what I'm trying to get him to do, there's an inyan of chinuch. Where the child doesn't understand at all what I want from him, what chinuch is there in patching a child when he turns on the line on Shabbos? He doesn't know today's Shabbos and tomorrow's Monday. So he will think, even on Monday, I can never touch a light switch. He doesn't know today's a different day. Tell a 2-year-old it's Shabbos. What do they know about Shabbos? They can't count the days. It's a very, very different story. So there he says, you're not mechuyif to stop him from doing a sunnah. Again, if you want to stop your child's coming near the light switch, you want to pick him up, and you want to move him away, but sometimes you'll have that, what will happen is the child comes close, you pick him up, move him away. Turn around, child comes up, you know, you'll just be playing this game with him, and he'll keep on running over there. So he turns the light, he turns on the light. Did he do an issur? No. Did you do an issur as the father? Also not. Why? The child, he doesn't understand it. He's 2 years old. Once he's by Havana, they can understand when you say don't turn on the light on Shabbos, and Itaki doesn't turn on the light on Shabbos, that's enough. Even if he doesn't understand Shabbos. So we've not really given any halacha lemaisa. I think there's going to definitely have to be a part two to this. In the meantime, we're going to stop over here. Anybody saying Kaddish? No Kaddishes. Okay, lovely. Very good to hear that. Nice. Let's go. So I wish you all a very nice day. Thank you very much. Oh, yeah.